Hallelujah.
Good morning, Ma.
Good morning, yo.
Praise the living Jesus. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercies. Thank you for your helps we always receive from you. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for the interventions we have gotten from your throne because of your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your touch we have received. Thank you for uprooting all that the enemy planted in our lives. Thank you, Father. Thank you for controlling the affairs of our lives to agree with your will and desires. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for your peace and joy that fills our hearts. Thank you for moving mightily in our situations to do great signs and wonders. We thank you, Lord, for the Healing Streams program we had last week. We thank you for those that were healed through the program. We thank you for how you removed sicknesses and diseases from the lives of your people. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, we have come together again this morning to seek your face, to pray, and also to learn from your word. I ask, oh Lord, that you minister to every heart. Minister to every life. Let your power rest upon your people. Even while the teaching is going on, oh Lord, let your glory fall. Let the understanding of your people be enlightened. Let your will prevail in the lives of your people. Thank you, Father, because we know you will do even more than our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence, and we are going to start with teaching of God's word. It's not going to be a long teaching, but we would go through the scriptures and you will learn some things. You know, the Bible says that, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So I realized that the truth sets people free faster than any other instrument or weapon of deliverance. The truth delivers people faster even than the anointing. Yeah, so that is why we need to really know the truth. Yeah, we need to know the truth about everything so that we can have freedom in everything and victory in everything. Yeah, so we're going to be looking at a topic that says eternal life is not a place. Eternal life is not a place. And the reason for this topic is to clarify something that many believers don't know, because some believers, some Christians, they think of eternal life as a place you go after you die. Yeah, some Christians think of eternal life as the destination of everyone that dies without sin. I mean, everyone that does not die in sin. That is, you are living a holy life, and then you continue to live that holy life till you die. So they feel like when you die as a holy person, when you die as a saint, then you will enter into eternal life. Yeah, that is what many believers think of eternal life. And that was what I used to believe about eternal life until God opened my understanding. Yeah, so eternal life is not a place. Eternal life is a person. Eternal life is a life. Yeah, a life that is real. Eternal life is a life that is real. Yeah, and when Jesus said that those who believe in him will have eternal life, he is not talking about somewhere that you go after you have died in this world. He is actually talking of a life that you can have inside of you. That is what Jesus was talking about when he said that we will have eternal life through faith in him. Yeah, so if you know that eternal life is not a place and that it's something you have, just as you can have money, yeah, just as you can say, I have a certain amount of money in my bank, I have a certain amount of money in my account, and just as you can say, I have this, I have that. So if you understand that eternal life is something you can have and not somewhere you go to after you leave this world, then you will really experience some powerful manifestations of God in your life. Yeah, if you begin to see eternal life as something you have as a believer, as a Christian, something you have inside of you, then it will make you walk easily in victories, and it will make you see a lot of problems solved in your life. Yeah, so that is why we are looking at this topic this morning. I'm going to talk on on 4 points. After that, I will lead you in prayer, and also I'll be praying for you and praying on the water that God is going to use for you. The first point says eternal life is the life of God. Eternal life is the life of God. So eternal life is not a place. Eternal life is the life that is in God himself. That is the life that makes God God. You know, just as the life in a bird is what makes that bird a bird. Is the life that is inside a bird that makes that bird to be able to fly in the sky. It is the life that is inside an horse that makes that horse to be a living creature, and that makes that horse to be able to move and run. Yeah, so eternal life is the life of God himself. It is what makes God, God. Eternal life is the root of everything that God is and that God has. The root of everything that God does. So the power of God is rooted in eternal life. The mercy of God, the grace of God, they are all rooted inside eternal life. Yeah, everything that God is, the strength of God, the might of God, the dominion of God, the authority of God, everything that God is, they are all rooted inside eternal life. They all came out of eternal life. So eternal life is the very life of God himself. And it is the root of all that God is. The root of all that God does. Everything that is inside of God, everything that God is, they are all rooted in eternal life. Including the word of God. Everything that God says, they are all rooted in eternal life. So every time God speaks, eternal life goes out of him. Every time God moves, eternal life moves together with him. Yeah. Let's look at John, the book of John, chapter 6, verse 63. John 6, 63. John chapter 6, verse 63. This is Jesus speaking. It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. This is Jesus speaking. Jesus said, it is the Spirit that quickeneth. That is, it is the Spirit of God that gives life. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Now, Jesus, being eternal life personified, you know, Jesus said in John 14, verse 6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and life. And also, I think in John 11, Jesus also said, I am the resurrection and life. The resurrection and life. So in this verse, in John chapter 6, verse 63, Jesus was saying that it is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. He said, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. So Jesus, being so full of eternal life, was telling those people that even the things that I say out from my mouth, because of the fullness of the eternal life that is in him, Jesus said, even the things that I say to you, the words that I say to you, they are spirit and they are life. Yeah. So it means you as a believer, you can have eternal life to the point that even the words you speak begin to give people life. You can have eternal life in you. You can be so full of this life to the point that even the words you speak begin to give life to people. Even the words you speak begin to raise dead people back to life. You know, such that even the words you speak begin to give hope to people, begin to give strength to people. And not only that, begin to heal people from their sicknesses and diseases. So Jesus said the words that comes out of his mouth, they are not just ordinary words. They are life. They are extensions of the life that is in him. So eternal life is the very life of God. That's the first point. Now, the second point, you know, I said we're going to be looking at 4 points before we go into prayers. The second point says this life, that is, this eternal life we are talking about, is inside every born-again Christian. This eternal life we are talking about is inside every born-again Christian. If indeed you are born again, you have eternal life inside of you. Just as you have your kidney inside of you, just as you have your lungs, your liver, your heart inside of you, the same way, as real, as visible as those organs in you are, that is how eternal life is within you. So every born again Christian have this eternal life, have this life inside of them. Every born again Christian. Praise the Lord. Now let's look at the book of John chapter 3. John chapter 3 verse 15 to 16. John chapter 3, 15 to 16. This is also Jesus speaking, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Or let me start from verse 14, John chapter 3, from verse 14. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Praise the Lord. Jesus said here that even as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, we know that story. We know that story. It's in the Old Testament. The people of Israel, they sinned, and the anger of God mobilized dangerous serpents to begin to bite them and to kill them. And many of them began to fail and die. And the people cried unto Moses. They said, do something, or we will all perish. And Moses prayed to God, and God told Moses, he said, create a serpent, create an image of a serpent from a bronze, from a metal, and hang that image on a pole, and it shall come to pass that everyone that look upon that image of serpent you have created, everyone that look upon that image with faith, God told Moses that all of them will live, even if they have been beaten by the serpent. As many that look upon that that serpent you created from that bronze metal, all of them will live. And it came to pass, Moses did that, and as many that looked upon that serpent Moses lifted up, they all lived. Praise the Lord. So even today, Jesus has been lifted up. Jesus likened himself to that serpent Moses raised up in the wilderness. So even today, Jesus has been lifted up. He has been hung on the cross. And you and I know that. We know how he died on the cross and how he resurrected. Yeah. So now Jesus is saying that if anyone will also believe in him and look up to him, just as the people of Israel looked to that serpent in the wilderness, Jesus is saying that anyone that does the same thing today, even right now, as I'm talking, Jesus is saying that they will live. How? Because they will receive eternal life. Praise the Lord. They will have eternal life. Anyone, it doesn't matter your country, it doesn't matter the color of your skin, it doesn't matter how your life has been before this moment, it doesn't matter how long you have suffered in pain to this moment. Jesus said, if you can only believe and look up to him the way the Israelites did in the wilderness, he said, you will live because you will receive eternal life. Praise the Lord. So Jesus is going to give you eternal life if you look up to him, if you surrender your life to him. That is for those of you who are not yet born again. If you repent of your sins and surrender to Jesus, if you humble yourself and surrender to Jesus, all those burdens in your life, Jesus will help you carry them. All those burdens, all those loads Satan has placed upon your body, upon your soul, upon your spirit, if you can just humble yourself and surrender to Jesus, and give him all your life, you will see him do wonders in your life. Because eternal life does wonders. There is no other life that does wonders as eternal life does. Yeah. Eternal life does wonders. So, the point says that eternal life is inside every born-again Christian. Eternal life is inside every born-again Christian. So every one of us that have surrendered our lives to Jesus, we all have eternal life inside of us. We all have eternal life inside of us. And that life is a package of wonders. Hallelujah. That life that we receive the moment we surrender our lives to Jesus, that life that we receive from Jesus is a package of signs and wonders. That life is a package of mighty miracles. That eternal life we receive from Jesus is a package of deliverance, is a package of healings, is a package of prosperity, is a package of creative miracles. That is, even if doctors have told you that some organs in your body is no longer functioning, or maybe you had an accident or you had a surgery and then they removed some organs from your body system because they have to do that so that you can survive. Eternal life has creative ability to give you a new organ to replace whatever organ in your body that is not functioning well. Eternal life has that creative ability of God to renew, to replace those organs, to create a new one inside of you. So the eternal life that we have received from God Christians don't know this. So many Christians think, I just need to live a life that please God. Then after that, I will just die and go to heaven. That is the meaning of eternal life. No, eternal life is not a place. It's not heaven. It is the life of God. It's more than heaven. It is the life of God. And we have this life inside of us. And this life can do anything. It can give you anything. So I'm going to move to the third point. The third point says, eternal life wants to give life to every part of you. This eternal life that is inside you as a believer. And if you are not a believer, I believe after this short teaching, after this message, you will surrender your life to Jesus and you will become a carrier of eternal life in you. Now, this eternal life wants to give life to every part of you. So as the moment we receive this life in us, that life don't only want to stay in our spirits, that life also wants to fill every part of our soul, every part of our body. The life of God that we receive from Jesus, the day we give him our lives, that life wants to fill every part of you. Now, if you read Romans chapter 8, verse 11, Romans chapter 8, verse 11, because of time, I will not read it, but in that verse, you will see Apostle Paul saying that is the spirit that brought Jesus from the grave dwells in you as a Christian. If the spirit that brought Jesus from the grave dwells in us as a believer, he said that same spirit is going to give life to our mortal bodies. Yeah, eternal life wants to fill every part of you. Yeah, in another place, Jesus was talking about the kingdom of God. Jesus was saying, he said, the kingdom of God can be likened to somebody that placed a yeast or a leaven inside 3 measures of bread or 3 measures of flour. And then that yeast began to spread until all those flour, until that yeast entered into all the bread or all the flour. Yeah, Jesus likened the kingdom of God as someone that puts yeast or leaven inside 3 measures of bread and or 3 measures of flour. And then that yeast began to spread till it fills the whole of that flour. Of that flour or of the bread. So the eternal life that we receive from Jesus wants to fill all of your life. This eternal life wants to fill the whole of your spirit, the whole of your soul, and the whole of your body. So the Bible says that if the spirit that brought Jesus from the grave dwells in you, that spirit will give life to your mortal bodies. So when you are weak, don't look at the drugs. When you are weak, when you are sick, don't look at the doctors. Don't look at the drugs. Look for the life that is in you. Look for the eternal life that is in you. So when we are weak, we should trust in the eternal life that is inside of us to inject strength into our bodies. When your mind is weak, when you are confused in your mind, you are depressed in your mind, don't look outside for solution. Don't start... some people, we start listening to comedians. They start listening to comedians so that they can make them laugh when they are depressed. After the comedian has finished his comedy and have succeeded in making you laugh, the depression will come back again. Yeah. So when you feel weak, you feel depressed, you feel confused, you feel sick, look at the life that Jesus has put inside of you. Look at the life, the eternal life inside of you. Trust in that life. And that life will revive you again. That life will heal you. That eternal life will give you healing and health and boldness and courage and confidence. And faith. So if you look within you, there is so much wonders that will happen in your life. Because inside of you is the root of all wonders. Amen. Now, the last point before we pray. The last point says, you access eternal life through faith in Jesus and through knowing God. So you might be asking the question, how do I get this eternal life? Or maybe I should say, we have already talked about how you get it. Now maybe I should say, how do you activate the eternal life of God that is inside of you? How do you activate that life? How do you put it into action? It is through faith in Jesus. Through faith in Jesus. And through knowing God. Through drawing closer to God. Through hunger for God. As in hunger to know God. That is how you will put this eternal life to action. Through knowing God and through faith in Jesus. Let us read John 17, verse 3. John 17, verse 3. John 17, verse 3. This is Jesus speaking. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Yeah, Jesus said, this is how you get eternal life. By knowing God, and by knowing Jesus, through fellowship with God. And that is how we put this eternal life to action. Through seeking intimacy with God. Don't just stop at the level of repentance and salvation. Grow spiritually. Grow to know God more. Study the Word of God to know God more. That is how eternal life will be activated and will begin to work in you and through you. Yeah, don't just stay at a low level. Don't just stay at a low level in your spiritual growth. Don't be comfortable with spiritual immaturity. Don't be comfortable with remaining as a babe, as a spiritual baby. Press forward to grow spiritually as a Christian. Press forward to know your God. To know your God very closely. We have so many Christians in churches today. They don't want to know God. They don't want to develop a strong relationship with God. All they want is just miracles. All they want is just let God touch me. Let God heal me. And God is so merciful. God will heal them. God will touch them. And that's it. They go back into the world. They go back into sin. And then they fall sick again. And then they got trapped by Satan again. And then they begin to suffer more hardships and more captivities again. The reason is because they failed to continue with God. They only show up to get something from God, but they did not continue with God. They did not continue to seek after God and to seek to know God. So this is how eternal life will be activated, through intimacy with God, through continual and persistent fellowship with God. That is how you activate the realities of this eternal life that is inside of you as a believer. Yeah. You have to grow. You have to grow in faith. You have to grow. Yeah, you have to discipline yourself. You have to deny yourself. You have to obey the word of God. You have to continue in obedience, continue in faith, continue in trusting God, continue in prayers, continue in fasting. So you have to continue in all these things. That is how eternal life of God in you begin to produce visible results. So you don't just give your life to Christ and then you just stay there. You don't want to know God. You are not passionate about knowing God. You're not passionate about fasting, prayers. You're not passionate about studying the Bible. And that is not how Christianity is. Christianity has a lot to do with growth, growing up spiritually. Christianity has a lot to do with knowing God intimately, such that you can know his mind for your life. You can talk to him and hear from him. Yeah, that is Christianity. That is eternal life. We have some believers that believe. They believe the words of their pastors more than the word of God. We have some people, they believe what the prophets, what their prophets tell them, that they believe the Bible. That is not Christianity. How will you enter heaven through that kind of lifestyle? Yeah, that is not Christianity. So those people believe the words of men above the word of God because they don't have personal relationship with God. Yeah, they are not reading their Bible. So anyone can just tell them a lie. Anyone can just form a false doctrine and tell them that this is the truth, so just follow it. And that person will successfully lead them to hell through his false doctrine. Because they themselves, they are not reading the Bible for themselves. They don't know what God has said in his word. They don't have a strong personal relationship with God. So that is why anybody can just show up in their lives and deceive them and lead them astray. Yeah, so Christianity is not about a shallow relationship with God. It's about a deep and deeper relationship with God. So you must have this hunger to know God, to serve God, to please God, to walk with Him, to obey Him, to do His will. And you must have that hunger. That is how eternal life begins to work practically in your life. Praise the Lord. So I believe there are people here today. I believe there are people here listening to me right now who are ready to take their Christianity to the next level. Don't just hit anything anybody dish out to you. Don't just swallow any message, any preaching anybody give to you to believe. Don't just swallow all of those things. Don't just accept any vision, any prophecy, any revelations anybody push to you or present to you to believe. Have and develop a personal relationship with God. So that is how you will know without a doubt that there is power in Jesus to heal any sickness, any disease. Now, all these things we're talking about is what we build your faith in God. Yeah, they are what will build a faith that cannot go down, a strong faith inside your heart. All of these things. Yeah. Because some of you still have a lot of doubts and fears in your mind. Yeah. And I don't have to see visions to know that some of you here still have a lot of doubts and fears in your mind. So you still don't fully trust the Word of God. Though you believe, but you don't trust. You can't trust the Word of God for a long time. The reason is because you don't know God as you should. Yeah, you don't know God as you should. You are still afraid. You are still doubting. It's because you have not known God to a point. There's a point to which you will know God, and you will never doubt anymore, and you will have no fear anymore. Yeah. So desire to know God intimately, and the Lord shall help you. Amen. Amen. Now, we still have few minutes left, and we're going to utilize the few minutes we have left to pray. Hallelujah. Yeah. And as we pray, something will happen. Hallelujah. Something mighty will happen. Signs and wonders will happen. And the hand of God shall come upon you. And the power of the Most High God shall overshadow you. And great things shall appear in your life. Miracles shall appear in your life. Your mountains shall move. And the glory of God shall fill your life. In Jesus' name. So, you're going to be praying about three prayer points. I'm going to lead you to pray some three prayer points, and after that I will be praying for you, and I'll be praying on the water that God is going to use for you. Firstly, I want you to pray this prayer. You're going to say, Father, according to your mercies, let the wonders of your eternal life fill my entire life. You're going to say, Father, according to your mercies, let the wonders of your eternal life, the powers of your eternal life, fill my whole life right now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, according to your mercies, according to your mercies, let the wonders of your eternal life fill me right now. The wonders of your eternal life, let it fill my whole life. Let it fill my entire life in the name of Jesus. Majeste tahasusanagana. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to say, Father, let the wonders inside your eternal life, let it rise and fill the whole of my life, the whole of my spirit, the whole of my soul, the whole of my body, the wonders of your eternal life. Let it fill me begin to talk to God like that. Say, oh Lord, fill me with the wonders of your eternal life. Fill my environment with the wonders of your eternal life. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, forgive me of every sin I have committed that has shut me out of your eternal life. Every sin I have committed that have disconnected me from your eternal life. Lord Jesus, forgive me and reconnect me back. Reconnect me back. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Say, Lord Jesus, forgive me. Forgive me of every sin I have committed that has disconnected me from your eternal life. Every sin I have committed that have shut me out of your eternal life. Lord Jesus, forgive me today. Wash me clean with your blood and reconnect me back with your eternal life. Say, Lord Jesus, reconnect me, reconnect my spirit back with your eternal life, back to your eternal life. Reconnect my soul back to your eternal life. Reconnect my body and all the organs in my body back to your eternal life. Reconnect your people, Lord Jesus, to your eternal life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Now, this is the last prayer point you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head like this. Place your right hand on your head like this. And you're going to pray. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, penetrate into the depths of my spirit, the depths of my soul, the depths of my body, and destroy every plantation of darkness. You're going to place your right hand on your head, and you're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, enter into the depths of my spirit, into the depths of my soul, into the depths of my body, and destroy every plantation of darkness dwelling there. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, penetrate deep into my spirit, deep into my soul, deep into my body, and destroy every plantation of darkness right there. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I believe you prayed like that. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. So now I'm going to be praying for you. I told you to get your water ready. Yeah. Whether a cup of water, a bottle of water. Yeah. Get it ready and put it before you. Yeah. Put it before you or hold it on your hand. As I will be praying right now. Heavenly Father, we thank you because you are so faithful. Thank you for your power that cannot fail. Thank you for your grace that cannot fail. Thank you for your mercy that cannot fail. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for how you have established this program, Healing Streams program, because you want to heal so many people all over the world, because you want to set so many captives free, because you want to bring revival into so many souls. Thank you for establishing this program. Blessed be your holy name. I ask, O Lord, that right now, bring down your presence upon everyone hearing my voice right now. O God of heaven and the earth, O God of Israel, O Lord of hosts, bring down your presence now. Thank you, Lord, upon everyone hearing my voice right now. Bring down your presence. Bring down your fire. Bring down your power upon every life hearing my voice right now in Jesus' name. I decree that the healing fire of God take possession of that water you have brought before the Lord. Let the healing fire possess that water right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The power to heal all manner of sicknesses and diseases. And not only that, the power to make the lame walk, the power to make the blind see, the power to make the deaf hear, that is in Christ Jesus, that is inside eternal life. Let that power possess this water right now, in the name of Jesus. Even the power to raise the dead back to life, and to bring anything that is dead inside people's bodies back to life. Let that power possess this water you have brought before the Lord now, in the name of Jesus. By this water, signs and wonders shall happen, not only in your life, even in the life of many that you will give this water to drink or to use. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus. I pray for you concerning what we have learned today, the grace to have a strong hunger for God, a strong hunger to know God, to love God, to please God, to obey God, to walk with God as the men of old did. Let that strong hunger possess your heart and minds right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, because I know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen and amen. Yeah, I know God is going to heal a lot of you. Yeah, and miracles will happen. So make sure that you share your testimonies in the comment section under this video for those of you watching from Facebook. Yeah, and for those of you watching on listening from our conference call platform, make sure that you share your testimonies on our Telegram group. Yeah, and or maybe you want to send it to me personally, no problem. You can just send a message of what God has done. Hallelujah. Yeah, so you can drink the water, you can put it in your maybe you want to bath, you can put it in, just use the water on yourself. Yeah, and power will manifest from the Lord. Amen.